Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta. And today you are connected more than ever, whether it's your friends, your family, or your life. Renaissance understands how you bank, offering the mobile banking services that you need. Renaissance also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers, and that's why Renaissance has more than 190 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And we've got two terrific guests today on one terrific subject, the Kettering Executive Institute. We've got Cindy Taylor. She's the president of Kettering, and Frank Parisi. And Frank is head of marketing for Kettering, correct?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay, cool. So, Cindy and Frank, welcome.
Thank you so much, John.
Thank you for having
us.
Yeah,
it's great to have you here. So, talk a little bit about Kettering Executive Network. What's that all about?
Well, thank you again for having us
today.
The Kettering Executive Network is a wonderful executive member-sponsored organization here in the Atlanta Metroplex. We have senior-level executives, C-level senior executives from a number of different companies from around our area. And one of the binding ties, I think, that holds us together, it's very much a pay-it-forward network of executives. It makes it a very personalized experience. It's a great networking organization, but there is also a support network there, whether it's professional, personal, and one of the things that we also enjoy doing is paying it forward within our community. Our mission statement, when we look at that, it's really about facilitating executive peer relationships, not only for your personal growth and professional growth in all stages of our members' lives, but we want to leverage our expertise and pay that forward to the next generation of leaders in our area. And we've got some examples that we'll talk today about around that. So we're just excited to be here and to talk about the organization. When we look at the membership, if you want to know a little bit more about Kettering by the numbers, if you will.
Well, let's, before I want to get into the servant leadership piece before we leave it, because I want to make sure we get into that and don't forget about that. Because I'm famous for doing that, but because that's a very important part of what you do. So a lot of folks talk about paying it forward.
Sure.
You know, servant leadership. How does that play out with Kettering?
So that's the very basis of who we are, right? So this whole thing about executives, and it sounds stodgy, and you know, it's people that turn their back to you, don't want to talk to you. When you come to a Kettering event, we have roughly about 170 events a year. That's completely the opposite. Everybody's in suits and ties, looks just like you, John.
Oh, no.
Perfect hair, perfect look. And you walk in, and it can be a little intimidating. But how that works is everyone wants to talk to you. Everyone wants to meet you. And the whole piece of pay it forward, as Cindy was talking about earlier, it is the very basis of how can we help other executives? How can we get in there, and how can we be part of that? And not only part of the other executives' lives and peer-to-peer networking, it's really about the community. It's about year up. It's about things that we're involved in. It's about community service at an executive level. And there's so many different books out there and so many different things to talk about that we have great speakers that come in and remind us of what that is, because it's different for everybody. And when you're at a C-level, if you're an executive, an EVP, and you're running a company, you should really be serving the community that you sit in and where you and your company sits in. So that is something we push constantly, because it's nothing about me. It's about how we can help others and how we can make sure that we help the community that we live in.
You know, that's really, to use a technical term, cool. because there's so many business networking groups in Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta's famous for this, right?
Sure.
And you lead talking about how we help others that we welcome into the group. That's
us.
That's
100%.
Sweet.
Yeah. You ask any one of our members. I had an interview this morning with a CFO of a large group fintech right down the street.
Yep.
To become a member. And he wanted to know what this whole secret sauce was. And I said, it's all about paying it forward, being part of an organization, We're not one of these Vistage groups that has a huge fee attached to it. We're very much a small driven group. Just making sure we have some money to be able to get by, pay our APG group that helps run us, make sure that we got our website up and running correctly. And we really want to make sure that everyone understands if you join the organization, you put into it what you get out of it. And that's all having to do with pay it forward.
For sure. Okay, Cindy, now I cut you off when you started talking about numbers, but I want to get back to that. So tell us a little bit about Kettering by the Numbers.
I will. Well, we were founded in about 2001. We have about 250 active members today, but our alumni network is over 1,200
from the
inception. And we still hear from a number of those alumni that are in the organization. Right now, we're based in the Atlanta metro area. But to Frank's point, the more and more individuals that find out what we are all about in terms of pay it forward and what I call a little bit of the secret sauce that we have in our organization, we are beginning to realize that there really is something very unique and special about the Kettering organization. And we've been asked how others can start something similar in their cities and in states that they live in outside of our Atlanta area. So we are exploring the possibility of how we might do that in the future next year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cindy holds us back a little bit. Says, calm
maybe
down.
Maybe next year. Yeah.
Sure.
A lot of work in doing that, but there's something really special about the organization. We've got board of directors that help us run overall the operational aspect of it, the Kettering Executive Network, and also looks at strategy for how we grow and sustain the organization as we move forward. But one of the other cool things that we've got in the organization, I call them birds of a feather, but they're called special interest groups. So we can get like-minded people together in areas like sales and marketing or banking and financial services or digital technology. We've got one around international. So not only do we have the larger group that meet on a regular basis, we actually have monthly meetings where they bring in their own speakers and thought leadership. So that's a really cool part of the organization too, and just a deeper level of connections that our members can make.
Yeah, let's get into that a little deeper, because I know Frank, you mentioned, was it 170 different events?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So there's a lot of content, a lot of programming that folks can plug into. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we have a wonderful set of, speaker network. Yeah. We have meetings once a week, every Friday morning, and we have a variety of speakers that come in and talk to us. We actually have a very special partnership with the Buckhead Club, where we have really what we call high-end speakers, but they're authors, they're
CEOs and chairmen of company, marketing surgeons. I mean, just a very high-end speaker. They're absolutely fantastic, and it's a mixed group with the Buckhead Club.
That's outstanding.
We have a number of topics. They could be leadership related. They could just be inspirational and motivation related. It could be on our business economics around the Atlanta area. It could be a top-of-mind topic for an executive that they might need to just get more educated about. So, for example, we've had speakers come in and talk to us about blockchain and bitcoins. Mm. As Frank mentioned, we've had a surgeon come in and talk to us about robotics and how that's changing patient care and the healthcare industry. We've had folks come in and talk about different nonprofits and kind of some of the economics in the Atlanta area. So if somebody wants to start a nonprofit, what do you have to do and what do you have to know in order to do
that? The Millennial Whisperer.
We've had the Millennial Whisperer.
Wow.
How do we communicate with that generation?
Right.
How alike or different are they really from those of us who are in a different generation?
Exactly right.
You really led into my next question, which is, I know one of your themes is building up the next generation of leaders. So give us a little overview on how that works for Kettering.
I love talking about this subject. One of the strategic partnerships that we have is with an organization called Europe. And if you've not heard about Europe, go out, Google them, look at their website. It's a national organization started by a gentleman that graduated from Harvard. And they look at young adults ages 18 to 24 years old who would otherwise be forgotten. They come from think inner city, a lot of just really tough upbringing backgrounds. They provide a one-year-long teaching and education and internship program for these students and teach them some basic computer skills. They teach them some project coordination skills. They teach them some business analytics skills. And what Kettering has done is partnered with Year Up, and we provide mentors. We have provided speakers to them. We actually have built a financial topic through one of our sponsors, one of our sustaining sponsors, the John Baker Financial Group, built a program for them that they delivered recently, just helping them to understand how to manage personal finances. So one of the things that Kettering has done is partnered with them, and we take on one of the students. We've got about 50 mentors, and we mentor them for the 6 months that they're on their internship and help them with any type of question they may have. A lot of times it's the first time that one of these young adults has been in a professional environment.
Sure.
And it's everything from, how do I dress? How do I speak? What do I do if I get into a tough situation with somebody I'm working with and I don't know what to do? So we are here to help them along. When these students graduate, they are going into full-time paying, you know, professional jobs that they can then begin to make a career out of. So we're pulling them up and out and creating a divide and bridging a divide into a completely different life that are offered to these students. So that's one of the very real ways that we've seen some tangible results and feedback.
It's all about paying it forward.
It's all about paying it forward.
Sure.
And I think it's as rewarding or more rewarding for our executives that are participating in this program as it is for the students.
And yeah, we have about 45 people involved. And so yeah. Cindy brought that to us, first of all, right? So we had to have that community give back. That's who we are. Mm-hmm. So Cindy was able to bring that to the organization, and it just took off as organically. Mm-hmm. Now we have clothing drives. So everything dry clean, bring it in, various different sides, men, women. And the conversations are amazing. So as a board member, we get to go out and talk to a lot of our folks and ask how it's going. It could be about personal stuff, right? How do I work a relationship, and how do I make this work? And so it's not just about business. It's about how to make a great person in our society. And that's what Kettering is all about.
Right.
And so it really makes us happy to see that. Then on top of it, you and I probably take it for granted, as we all do. We're really fortunate and blessed to have great clothes and ties and shoes. And these kids don't have a lot of that stuff. They can't even make it to the interview. So we have an incredible closet. You should see our Friday morning meetings. That's when a majority of those clothes show up. Hmm. We're clothing them with incredible suits, incredible dresses, incredible things that they need to make themselves. And they look so proud and so happy, because then they want to have selfies taken with their mentor, and then they post them. And so it's an incredible experience for us as well to have that pay it forward aspect and see something good come of it for the city of Atlanta.
Sure, sure. Now, Cindy, give that website that you mentioned. Spell that out, because I'm not sure that I even got that. The website you mentioned, You're Up?
You're Up.
Uh-huh. Okay, spell that out for us so we get that right.
Okay, YEARUP.
Okay.
.org.
YEARUP.org. And we'll put that in the show notes, folks, so you can find it there. That's fantastic. We're speaking with Cindy Taylor and Frank Parisi, and they are with the Kettering Executive Institute. You've got a lot of sponsors that are instrumental in helping your cause and furthering what you're doing, getting the good word out about Kettering. Give us an overview on those.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So once again, it's all about educating executives, right? And so our sponsors, we can't live without them. I joined the organization in 2010, and the first guy that jumped on me was a guy named John Baker. Dynamic financial guy, but he also races Porsches. He has a philanthropy that he's involved in to help with, you know, make sure there's a cure for cystic fibrosis. And he's just an all-around incredible person. And it's not about getting money out of you. It's about how I can help you. So these are the kind of sponsors we had in the very beginning. So John Baker Financial is one of those folks, and he's just part of our organization. It's almost like a family thing with him. Hmm. The next one, and they actually jokingly go back and forth with Find Your Franchise, is another one of our sponsors, about who started first. Was it John Baker Financial, or was it and Anita Best?
Anita, yeah. Anita. Yeah, we know Anita.
Anita,
yeah.
Well, I know you do.
Yeah, she's terrific.
She's
yeah.
a dynamic yeah. person. And yeah. she sings really well, too. Sometimes I call
really?
Her Anita Baker.
Yeah, she didn't.
That's a whole other story.
You know what? She didn't tell me that when she was on
Ask her
the show we had with her. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
So they joke, but she was one of our first sponsors, and she's also a member. So she has that executive background, and she's still a partner at the Keller Williams Real Estate office in Buckhead. Mm-hmm. So she's one of the dual pieces, sponsor and a member, dynamic, as you know. And then Intellinet, they run a CXO program down at the King and the Queen building down there. And what they do is essentially they look for Kettering executives to come in and join their CXO network, really just to make sure they have a pool of people to use if there's a consulting gig that they need those expertise. So what a great matchup for that with Intellinet. And then, of course, Keller Williams Real Estate with Dennis O'Reilly. He's also a member and a sponsor. And so he's one of those people that has both sides. He's also sat on the board before. And so our sponsors are very much like family. They are involved in everything we do. They sponsor the lunches, the executive portion of it. They help us pay for certain things throughout the year. Because remember, we're not, you know, give us $20,000 and you're a member. We're here for really the community aspect of it, the pay it forward aspect of it. And without these sponsors, we couldn't really exist, right?
Sure.
So that's how that works. But, and then we have in-kind sponsors, right? So we have these incredible places in the real estate that we get to have some really great meetings. And the King and the Queen buildings kind of become our place, which we're so proud of because the brand of Kettering is a high-end brand. So to be able to have RGP and UHY down there in the King building, give us their office space for any type of SIG that we had. I think the women's SIG had an incredible meeting this week down at UHY. And then also we had a board meeting at UHY. Then we have other things that we use our conference room for as well. RGP, that's where our Friday morning meeting is. Every single Friday, unless we're at the Buckhead Club, that's where we are. Hmm. So they're an in-kind sponsor. And then, of course, Bright Blue, which is now called Full Search. They got acquired. So they've helped us a lot with this relaunch and the new look you're going to see about Kettering coming up later this fall. They were a huge part of that, so they're an in-kind sponsor. And then, of course, the Buckhead Club, they're also a great partner of ours for all things that we want to do.
Wow, that you've got a lot of support, and congratulations on that. You must be doing something right for to have a lineup like that of folks that are supporting you. Now, you know, I know that when the Kettering is known for helping folks in transition, right? That's been kind of the history
in
of
the
it.
Past,
yeah, yes. That's the past, but it's important to put this out here that you're creating a lot of new chapters for Kettering and what you're doing.
We are. Yeah, we definitely are. Like I said, I had an interview this morning. So the board goes out and we interview new members, right? We take that one-on-one interaction. And it was something where back when I joined, of course, I was younger. That's the best part, right? Right. And I got to have a really kind of back and forth. And I used to joke with one of our founding members that, you know, it was kind of like a fraternity or sorority organization. You got to stand up in front of the group, say why you're worthy, how you can pay it forward, and you go through this whole process. You come in as a guest, you come in as a candidate, and we have a process for that. And there's a reason behind it because we really want to make sure, first of all, people understand there's a reason behind the process. And then you have a one-on-one interview with a board member and you sit down one-on-one and have a great conversation. First, you want to make sure you meet the criteria. You have to be sponsored in by a member, which is great. And if I know who that member is, I know that person's more than qualified to be part of the organization because it's about peer-to-peer back and forth networking. And then we actually have on our website, you can go and see the membership criteria and see about the P&L responsibility that you had, the staff you should have had, whether it was an advisory piece, whether it was a functional criteria. And if you match all those things, that's fantastic. So by the time you get to an interview piece, you've already won there. The second piece is you've got to understand that this is that pay it forward organization. So if any Kettering member, we roughly have about 1,400 total members, not all active, but total members, and they're all in our membership directory. And if you need to reach out to one of them to ask for some help or some expertise, you actually have the ability to do that, and they will accept your call. So we make sure during the interview process, that's a large part of it. It sounds simple, but that's a big part of who we are. And just like with the interview I had this morning, it wasn't about whether or not you could match that certain criteria piece. It was about how you're going to get involved, whether it's with Year Up, because people don't always have that time, mm-hmm. or it's going to be with one of our SIGs, special interest groups, or whether it's going to be with just some type of committee that you could help. I travel a lot, as you know, John.
Yep.
And I do a lot of my stuff by the phone, right? Mm-hmm. Cindy had a great call with all of us last night, and we did it by the phone. Mm-hmm. And so just we can get things done. Just you don't have to be there on site. Mm-hmm. Really great, great group, and we try to make sure everybody understands who we are so they become part of it after they become members.
Sure. Cindy Taylor and Frank Parisi are with the Kettering Executive Network. I think we've already kind of answered this question, but I want to get this out there, your value proposition, because I've already heard a whole lot of value props for being a member of Kettering. But if you want to summarize that again, Cindy, that I welcome
she
that.
She loves to.
Actually. Yeah, okay, cool.
Thing.
Yeah,
she owns this.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah.
No, I would love to because we are totally focused, especially as a board, on making sure that we deliver value to our members, mm-hmm. to our sponsors, to our prospects that are out there, as well as our community partners like Europe. I think the first and foremost is that we are a member-sponsored organization. We know the caliber of executives that we are looking for, that we are creating that peer group, that peer-to-peer relationship. So I think because it's sponsored embedded, that's part of our value proposition. We are very much a relationship-based servant leader organization. And I know a lot of organizations, you might hear those words. In the Kettering organization, we see demonstrations of that week after week after week, and we get the most wonderful testimonials in our meetings about what pay-it-forward activities they've been involved in during that week. Cool. The other thing, too, is our executives are multidisciplined. There are a variety of roles. They might be healthcare, it might be financial services, they might have been a CIO or a CFO or COO. So we are very diverse in the industries and the roles that we have, and then just diversity among the ranks within our organization, whether that's gender, cultural, and international. We've got a lot of international flair in our organization as well. But a Kettering member is always willing to share their personal, their professional, their career experiences. It's all about encouraging. It's all about motivating. It's all about inspiring. It's all about helping. And then the whole continuous learning. So we are very deliberate in the types of speakers and the topics that we have, because we always want to deliver quality content, quality speakers into the organization, so that we really have a spirit of lifelong learning for our executives, regardless of where they're at, whether they're in a job, looking for one, or deciding to make a total career change and call up Anita Best and buy their franchise.
Right.
Sure.
Right. And I think it's, I mean, you've hit on something that's really important, and I don't see necessarily let's just say every business organization doing this is saying, hey, this is our value prop to you, right? This is not about our organization. This is about what we give to you if you become a member. And that's really important, because you're dealing with folks that are pretty busy. They've got a lot of demands on their time, and they're looking for value out of the time that they deliver or they give to an organization.
You're exactly right. And we are very conscious of that. Time is a very precious commodity, and none of us have a lot of it. So building the quality networking time in, so people do get to meet and greet each other and really have some more deeper and meaningful conversations, as well as the programs that we deliver. It's extremely important. And we have an obligation back to our sponsors as well. The member-sponsored and vetted organization, so they have a consistent base of members that they know that they're supporting. And I do think that that's very important to them as well.
Great stuff. So let's get it out there for those that would like more information on how they can get involved with Kettering membership, maybe check out a meeting, tell them how they can do that.
You can find us online at KetteringExecutiveNetwork.org, or drop us a note at info@KetteringExecutiveNetwork.org, and somebody will get back in touch with you within 1 to 2 business days.
Yeah. And also feel free to reach out to me directly. You know, we've talked about this. I love LinkedIn. I'm Mr. LinkedIn. That's how I kept all my contacts throughout the years. And if they would love to just reach out to me directly, I'll be glad to talk to them and who we are and what we are, and tell them who the value prop is, and even have a cup of coffee with them.
Fantastic. Cindy Taylor and Frank Parisi, they are with the Kettering Executive Network. Thanks to both of you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much, John.
Absolutely. So, folks, if you need help curing the headaches of administrative tasks or bookkeeping, marketing, you need a presentation prepared, well, go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as needed basis. It's your terms, it's your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.E. Escobedo at 770-442-9246. Just a reminder that you can listen to this show and about 170 almost shows. We've got so many, I'm losing count. At our website, NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com, or on any of the your favorite podcast apps, which would include Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify. We're all over the place. Overcast is my favorite, and y'all owe me some royalties for pumping you, Overcast. But anyway, we'll get to back to that. No, but seriously, folks, we're all over the place, and you can find us, subscribe to us, give us a review if you like what we're trying to do in getting our word out and paying it forward for the great businesses out here and the great folks like Cindy and Frank and the work that they do. Also connect with us on social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, all three of those platforms. We're at North Fulton BRX. So for our guests, Cindy Taylor and Frank Parisi with Kettering Executive Network, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Today, you're connected more than ever. Your friends, your family, your life. And banking is what you do on your time, anywhere you like. Renaissance understands how you bank, offering mobile banking services you need. At Renaissance, we also understand that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers. That's why Renaissance has more than 170 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.